What if you could generate over 30% more electricity from the exact same roof space? This week, Chinese solar giant LONGi did just that, announcing a certified world record of 34.85% efficiency for a new type of solar cell. It's a breakthrough that shatters the theoretical limits of the silicon panels that dominate the market today. But is this lab record ready for the factory floor? And what does it mean for the global energy supply chain? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are tracking a seismic shift in solar energy. For years, we've heard whispers about a next-generation material called perovskite, but a flood of announcements in just the past few days, from efficiency records to major commercial certifications, suggest this technology is finally moving from the lab to the production line. The implications for energy costs, manufacturing competition, and supply chain strategy are immense. We'll break down what's happening, who the key players are, and what Western executives need to do now. Troy, let's start with the big headlines. We saw record-breaking numbers from multiple Chinese manufacturers this week. What is this new technology exactly?
So, we're seeing the maturation of perovskite silicon tandem solar cells. Think of it as a two-layer system. A thin, semi-transparent perovskite film is stacked on top of a traditional silicon cell. The perovskite layer absorbs high-energy blue and green light, while the silicon layer below absorbs the lower-energy red and infrared light that passes through.
So you're capturing more of the sun's spectrum, which means more power from the same size panel.
Precisely. It breaks through the theoretical Shockley-Queisser limit for single-junction silicon cells, which is around 29%. This week, LONGi hit a certified 34.85% cell efficiency. And just a day later, Trina Solar announced a world record for a full commercial-sized module, producing a peak output of 907 watts at 29.2% efficiency, verified by Germany's TÜV SÜD.
907 watts is a huge number for a single panel. How does this affect U.S. and European solar manufacturers, who are heavily invested in traditional silicon technology?
It's a direct competitive threat. If Chinese manufacturers can produce these high-efficiency tandem modules at scale, they can offer a product with a significantly lower levelized cost of energy. European manufacturers, who often compete on quality and high-performance niches, will see that advantage erode. U.S. manufacturers aiming to rebuild domestic capacity now face a higher technology bar. They must either partner for access to this tech or accelerate their own R&D dramatically.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to start asking their suppliers about their perovskite tandem roadmap. The market will soon demand these higher wattage panels, especially for space-constrained commercial and industrial rooftops. But they must also scrutinize durability data. Perovskite's historical weakness has been long-term stability when exposed to heat and moisture.
So the actionable insight for executives?
If you're a manufacturer, you need a perovskite strategy, period. This could be in-house R&D, a joint venture, or a licensing deal. If you're a large-scale energy buyer or project developer, start modeling the economic benefits of 30% plus efficient panels in your projects. The cost per watt may be higher initially, but the energy per square meter could deliver a much faster payback.
This brings us to the biggest question. Can these panels last 25 years in the field? A lab record is one thing, but bankability is another. We saw a huge announcement from Qcells on this front.
Yes, and this may be the most significant development of the week. Qcells, a major player in Western markets, announced their perovskite silicon tandem panel has officially passed IEC and UL international standards, certified by TÜV Rheinland.
Break that down for us. What are IEC and UL standards?
They are the globally recognized benchmarks for solar panel safety and reliability. The IEC 61215 test, for example, involves extreme thermal cycling, 200 cycles between minus 40 and 85 degrees Celsius, and a damp heat test, where the panel sits at 85 degrees and 85% humidity for over 1,000 hours.
So this isn't a theoretical test. This is brutal, real-world punishment.
Exactly. Passing these tests is the ticket to commercial deployment. It means the technology is insurable and can be financed for large-scale power projects. Qcells has demonstrated that their encapsulation and material science can protect the sensitive perovskite layer.
We also saw Oxford PV, a UK-based pioneer, has already begun commercial shipments. And First Solar, the US thin film giant, just signed a patent licensing deal with them for the US market. What does this flurry of commercial activity tell you?
It tells us the race is on, and it's no longer confined to China. The Qcells certification, the Oxford PV shipments, and the first solar deal are critical strategic moves. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this shows that Western-aligned technology is becoming commercially available. This isn't just a research project anymore. It's a product you can buy.
So what should a European distributor be thinking right now?
They should be contacting Qcells and Oxford PV. Getting early access to certified, bankable tandem products could provide a massive competitive advantage over importers of uncertified panels. They need to secure their supply chain for this next generation of technology now. The conversation has shifted from what if to when and from whom.
And the action for an executive at a manufacturing firm?
The first solar Oxford PV deal is the model. If you don't have a decade to develop your own tech, licensing is the fastest way to stay in the game. The U.S. Department of Energy is also trying to spur domestic innovation with a new $3 million perovskite startup prize. Executives should be tasking their strategy teams to evaluate these opportunities immediately. This is about securing market position for the next 20 years.
Beyond standard rooftop panels, this technology seems to be enabling entirely new applications. We saw reports on flexible cells and even space-grade panels this week.
Correct. The inherent properties of perovskites allow for manufacturing on flexible substrates, which is difficult and expensive with brittle silicone wafers. A Korean research team announced a flexible perovskite tandem cell with 33.6% efficiency that retained 91% of its power after 5,000 bending cycles.
What's the business case for a flexible solar panel?
Think beyond rigid glass panels. This affects U.S. and European manufacturers in the automotive, logistics, and electronics sectors. Imagine integrating high-efficiency solar films onto electric vehicle roofs, delivery drones, or even IoT sensors and smart textiles. It opens up a massive market for portable and integrated power that was previously unaddressable.
And then there's the final frontier, space.
A Chinese research team developed a perovskite silicon tandem cell specifically for space. It achieved 27.49% efficiency under AM0 conditions. That's the solar spectrum outside our atmosphere. And proved its durability against radiation and extreme temperature swings during a high-altitude balloon flight.
Why does this matter to terrestrial companies?
Because space is the ultimate stress test. Technology proven to survive there has impeccable reliability credentials. For Western aerospace and defense manufacturers, this is a clear signal that a strategic competitor is developing a key enabling technology. Lightweight, high-efficiency solar panels mean satellites can have longer missions or carry larger payloads.
So what's the actionable takeaway from these advanced applications?
Executives in manufacturing, particularly in mobility and aerospace, need to establish technology scouting teams focused on perovskite integration. The companies that figure out how to incorporate these flexible, lightweight power sources into their products first will create a powerful competitive moat. Trading companies should start looking for boutique suppliers, like the UK's PowerRoll, which is focused on unique microgroove films for building integration. This is about finding the next high-margin niche before it becomes mainstream.
All right, Troy, let's distill this intense week of news into a strategic summary for our listeners. What are the key takeaways?
First, the debate over perovskite efficiency is over. With lab cells near 35% and commercial-sized modules approaching 30%, the technology superiority over standalone silicone is now a proven fact. The key metric is no longer just peak efficiency, but performance in real-world conditions.
Second, the new battlefield is bankability. The game has moved from the lab to the certification house. Qcells passing IEC and UL standards is a landmark moment. For any company entering this space, third-party validation of 25-year reliability is now the minimum entry requirement for any serious commercial project.
Third, a supply chain realignment is beginning. Chinese firms like LONGi and GCL are moving aggressively to scale production, but strategic Western countermoves are happening. The First Solar and Oxford PV licensing deal and the DOE startup funding are clear attempts to build a resilient, non-Chinese supply chain for this critical next-generation technology.
So, what should executives be doing on Monday morning?
1. Task your CTO to present a clear perovskite readiness plan within 90 days. 2. Instruct your supply chain managers to engage with both established players like Qcells and innovators like Oxford PV to understand product roadmaps and certification timelines. And 3. If you are in a downstream industry like automotive or logistics, start a pilot project now to test flexible perovskite films. The learning curve is an asset, and starting early is a significant advantage.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The race to commercialize perovskite solar technology is accelerating faster than anyone predicted, and we'll be here to track every development and its impact on your business. Don't miss an update. Find Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. Thank you for listening.